This is your host, Swapnil Bhartia, and welcome to our special series of interviews for PrestoCon Days. And today we have with us Deepthi Burkar, co-founder and chief product officer at Ahana. Deepthi, first of all, welcome to the show once again.
Very nice to be here again, Swap. Thanks for having me.
I recall talking to you and Steve when Ahana was founded, you know, and I have been following the company, your story, your journey for a very long time, though it's not that long, actually. So our audience also know, but I want you to just quick recap what Ahana is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Ahana is a managed service for Presto on AWS. We essentially make Presto very, very easy to use in the cloud. As you know, Presto comes out of the Hadoop ecosystem and can be pretty complex. And there's platform teams of all sizes. And we want to bring the value and the power of Presto to everyone. Data platform teams that are small, medium, big, and get that out there. So that's Ahana.
What role is Presto DB playing in today's cloud-centric IT and, you know, cloud-centric world?
Let me tell you a little bit more about Presto and Presto DB. So Presto DB is it's turning out to be the one of the de facto query engines for querying on data lakes, right? And Presto is essentially a distributed SQL query engine that also enables federation. And it allows users to essentially query their data lakes, their databases, and join across them. So phenomenal technology that came out of Facebook, and that's a part of the Presto Foundation. It's hosted under the Presto Foundation. And Presto Foundation itself is an industry consortium which has grown over time, created by Facebook, Uber, Twitter, and so that's where, you know, Presto, what Presto is, Presto DB is the repo, and that fits into the Presto Foundation. So hopefully that answers the question.
It does. You mentioned some of the founders and where the project originated. If you look at today, what kind of community is there around Presto and Presto DB?
We believe in a community-driven open source, right? And you work very closely with Linux and Linux Foundation, Swap, so you know this really well. There are a few different approaches to community and to open source, right? You can have a kind of a vendor-driven open source project. You can have a community-driven open source project. Now, the best example of that is CNCF, right? Which is an extremely vibrant project under the Linux Foundation and hosts Kubernetes, right? And similar to that, Presto DB and the Presto Foundation, which started a couple of years ago, is growing where we have many new members to the foundation. Of course, Ahana is a member of the foundation. Intel recently joined as well. Upsolver recently joined as well. And so that is growing into a big industry consortium. We're very excited about it. And on the community side, there's a lot of great work as well. Phenomenal innovation that's coming into Presto DB. And that's what PrestoCon Day is going to be about. A lot of information about the core innovation, use cases of Presto DB, as well as best practices and learnings.
Right. And you mentioned foundation, and just a few hours ago, I do a show with Dirk Honda, VP and Chief Open Source Officer at VMware, where we run a whole series on open source. And we are talking about the importance of foundations, how they further the whole mission of open source by creating a neutral platform where even competitors, you know, because when you look at Presto, and soon we'll be at PrestoCon, you'll see a lot of your competitors will be sitting on the same table discussing the future of the project. So that's the beauty of open source. Now I want to change gear and talk a bit about PrestoCon Day. Talk a bit about this event. This is not a typical PrestoCon, which will happen, I think, later this year, but this is PrestoCon Day. Talk about the focus and the scope of this event.
So PrestoCon Day is March 24th. We're very excited about the event. As a program chair, I'm excited about all the sessions and the panels that are set up. The event is really for the Presto community to hear deliver the latest and greatest on the roadmap, right? Presto has a phenomenal roadmap. There's a lot of contributions that Facebook is making, Uber is making, Twitter is making, Ahana is making. And so a lot of it is about that. There's also user talks where you get to see how it's actually used in action, right? How is what kind of problems are being solved? What are the use cases? And the use cases for Presto are expanding as well. It started off with interactive ad hoc querying. It's getting into data discovery, increasingly transformation. And so all of these are exciting kind of areas that we'll be talking about at PrestoCon. The two sessions that I'm really looking forward to are one is the ecosystem panel. And, you know, Presto is a federated engine, right? And so the ecosystem around Presto is really important to us. There's a lot of connectors that it works with, a lot of data sources, databases that it can connect to and bring insights out of. The panel is where we have Vinod, who's the creator of Hoodie, Apache Hoodie. We have Kishore, who's creator of Apache Pinot. We have Max, who's creator of Superset, all of these kind of integrating into Presto. And so that's something that I'm really excited about, looking forward to moderating the panel. And then the second talk that I'm looking forward to is one from Facebook, from Bishwa Pesh, who'll share about Facebook's vision of Presto, which is which is incredibly strong. So those are the two of my favorite sessions that I want to point out. Of course, I will be speaking as well, and there's others, but teaser on those two. Hopefully you can join in.
You gave a very good overview of what to expect. What would be the key takeaway for anybody who is attending it? And if I want to flip that question, why should somebody attend it?
Great question, right? And it kind of is, you know, why PrestoCon? Why do you want to attend PrestoCon? And why Presto, right? Presto is essentially becoming, as I said, the de facto query engine for analytics. And so as an individual data engineer, as an individual data platform engineer, you want to be up to speed on the latest and greatest in open source and in data analytics, right? And so you're going to get a chance to hear about some of the phenomenal work that's going on, including Presto integrations with Iceberg, for example. Presto integrations with some of the other projects that I mentioned, running Presto in the cloud. All of these will help individual data platform engineers really pick up skills, learn more about the latest and greatest. And Presto is running at massive scale at these large internet companies. And so if they want to adopt it in their own environment, it gives them a view of how they can get there, right? How they can get there, why it matters, and really get closer to the community, get involved with the community so that they can then participate in it, contribute in it. It's an open community. As you said, it's neutral. And that's really what we love about it. I'm passionate about open source because it's neutral, and we believe in community open source because it makes it bigger and better for everyone, and not just one vendor, but really for all the organizations, the vendors, as well as the individual contributors.
Traditional events, in-person event, you have to physically be there, and there are so many reasons, financial visa, that you cannot be there. With virtual or online, anybody can attend it. The flip side is that there's no hallway track. There is no, you will not bump into somebody who you don't know. You will always join somebody in the Zoom that you do know. So what kind of opportunity do you see there will still be there for people to network and interact with each other?
There's Zoom fatigue that everybody is going through. We're just on Zoom back to back. Well, guess what? PrestoCon is not going to be on Zoom. It is going to be on a platform called Hopin. It's kind of a very, very fun platform. They actually have a virtual stage. They have virtual booths. They have virtual networking where we can, you know, you can do speed networking and talk and meet different people. And we're going to have, some fun along the way. We'll hopefully have a DJ or some music and make it a lot more fun and entertaining. You know, it's hard in this environment to keep that enthusiasm and energy going. But we like to have these as live. There's a lot of live action going on as opposed to, you know, recorded sessions, which in itself makes it a lot more lively. The panels are live. The interactions between sessions is live. And so hopefully it'll be, you know, it's a little bit easier to consume, easier, a little bit more fun to participate in. And looking forward to it.
Deepti, thank you so much for joining us today for this special series. And I look forward to talk to not only a lot of members of the foundation and a lot of participants of the event. So thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Swap. Looking forward to chatting again soon. Take care.